Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church. My name is Katie Flynn, and I'm a member here. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you're new to us this morning, I hope that the welcome team has found you already or will find you after the service. But I encourage you to stop at the table in the back and pick up one of these pamphlets. It just tells a little bit about our church and what we have to offer. Hopefully you would have grabbed a program, a bulletin, when you were on your way in. Inside the bulletin, you'll see these yellow slips, and they serve two purposes. One is attendance, just so that we know that you're here and we can welcome you. And the other side is for a prayer request. If you want to share your prayer request with the congregation, you can fill out this side and put it in the offering plate when we call the ushers forward, and we'll let you know when that happens later on. And then we'll share the prayer with the whole congregation during worship. So the program that I mentioned earlier has like a brief order of worship. If you'd like something more in detail and you have a smartphone, you can use the QR code on the back of the bulletin, and that'll bring you a detailed description of the service. While you're here this morning, if you're looking for restrooms or childcare, you can find both out this door, or you can ask the ushers to show you where to go. And we do have a safe sanctuary policy, which means that all children must be with an adult at all times. This is actually my favorite Sunday of the entire year, and you might wonder why. It's because we're going to pack Thanksgiving bags, and by we, I mean you are going to pack Thanksgiving bags after the service. I'll be there. But I encourage all of you, invite all of you to come downstairs into Fellowship Hall following the service, and we'll pack Thanksgiving bags for 150 families in need this Thanksgiving. Those bags will be distributed on Tuesday. While you're on your way downstairs, you might stop at the pecan table, and buy some pecans for that benefit the outreach team, and that'll help in your holiday baking. So stop at the pecan table, downstairs, into Fellowship Hall, and pack a Thanksgiving bag. There's a lot of other announcements in the bulletin. One that's not in the bulletin that I want to share with you, if I can get this to work. Thankfulness, an autumn song circle led by Elisa Shisholi and friends, will be held today from 2 to 4 p.m. at Center of Grace, and that's at 8219 Marketplace, Building 10 in Manlius. You'll plunge into the joy of singing, exploring chants and songs from African, Sufi, Hindu, European, and American cultures in a beautiful and meditative way. The group will also pause to be grateful together for all the gifts of this season. The cost is a sliding scale of $15 to $25. So I want to point out, you can stop at the pecan table, go downstairs to Thanksgiving bag, stop home for a quick lunch, and then go to Manlius for the song. And then come to the worship service at 6, correct? At Gethsemane, and you'll find that in the bulletin. So you have a full day planned. And then if you're not busy next Saturday, we have an outreach fundraiser at Cinnabon in the mall, and it's of no cost to you, really, except for whatever you're going to eat there. 30% of all the proceeds will go to the outreach team, as long as you have one of our flyers, which we'll be distributing right outside the store. So stop by the mall at Cinnabon next Saturday, and I think we begin at 12 noon, and we go until 9. So grab a snack with us. And now let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. Boy, you all have a busy schedule today. I hear it's all filled up. I am Pastor Alicia Wood. I am the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I would like to share a warm welcome with each and every one of you here today. So our final announcement has to do with what's next. I am really excited because the beginning of the church year starts in a couple of weeks at the first week of Advent, which I believe is December 2nd. And I just wanted to share a sneak peek as to what we'll be doing and talking about in Advent.
forward to seeing you throughout the season of Advent, and please bring a friend or many friends, because it does seem like we need some calm and bright these days. The pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God and God's gifts of goodness in all things. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world. God is good. And all the time. Indeed, we gather to celebrate the goodness of God and all of God's creation. Let us give thanks for this opportunity to be together. I invite you to stand as you are comfortable and greet each other. And tell your neighbors what and who you are thankful for this morning. When you hear the music, it's time to return to your seats. Let's greet each other in a sign of peace. Please return to your seats and be seated. Our call to worship includes a whole bunch of stuff. Our call to worship today includes standing, turning, and singing. Feel free to do all or none of this as you are comfortable. Now let us join together in singing our theme song, Gathered Here. Our call to worship this morning will point us in four directions and remind us of our place as a part of the sacred earth. As people who worship a God who came to earth as one of us, we recognize that we too are spirit in flesh. We give thanks for the beauty of creation and our place in it. Let us stand and face east and sing together. Facing east, we give thanks for the relentless dawning of each new day. Each day offers a new beginning, a new chance for wholeness, a new chance for us to live into our created goodness. Help us each morning to wake feeling your love and care for us. Repeat after me. We give thanks for new beginnings, for new life. Let us turn singing and face the south. As we face the south, we think of the warmth of the sun that seems to be abandoning us for a season. And yet we know that the southern hemisphere is coming to life with longer days and germinating seeds. The cycles of the seasons teach us to wait and trust, even when the warmth of the sun seems so faint. Please repeat after me. We give thanks for our growing seasons. Let us turn and sing and face the west. we turn to face this place of the setting sun. At the end of each day, our sacred worth remains intact no matter what the day held for us. The possibilities of tomorrow begin to form before us. Can we become your sacred healing touch tomorrow for someone or some situation? Are we ready to accept healing tomorrow for ourselves? Repeat after me. We give thanks for our sacred worth. We give thanks for our sacred worth. Let us turn and face the north as we sing. As the light of Christ comes into our midst, we give thanks for the nighttime with its beauty of stars and moon. In Barrows, Alaska, 2 months of night begin this week. We seek warmth and consider hibernation. May we find our times of rest and ease. While our modern day life separates most of us from critical dependence on successful harvests, we celebrate the abundance we are surrounded by and seek ways to connect each person with enough to supply their emotional, spiritual, and physical needs. We seek to discover the core of our own call from God. Teach us to live. Amen. And all God's people say, amen. Amen. We are gathered here as one strong body, rejoicing together in the one who formed us out of the dust and called us very good. Remain standing or take a seat as you need as we sing We Gather Together, hymn 131. Please be seated. I think everyone needs to fight for my seat when the choir's down here because I get to hear them all singing the hymns too. So just if you want to join me, feel free. It's the best seat in the house. We live in sacred relationship with every other living thing. Our food, our health, our homes, our vocations, and each other are all part of an interconnected community. Creation hangs in the balance when we forget this connection. We acknowledge that our species and the entire Earth community depends upon the healing of harm already done, moving towards sustainability for our future and harmony that offers life-giving coexistence for all. Can we embrace our responsibility to care? Now is the time if we want a future. Will you please join me in a spirit of prayer? Connecting God, you who have woven us together with all of creation, open our eyes to see that we cannot survive in isolation, so that we might be motivated to turn toward the other and work for the wholeness of all of life. We praise you for the healer. We praise you as the healer of all hurt, the repairer of all brokenness. Amen. Would the children please join me down front as they are comfortable as we join together and sing God is so good. Morning, everyone. How are you today? Good. So, hi, everybody. Wow. So, I brought this today. We've seen this before, haven't we? The person who was supposed to take it hasn't taken it, so I get to use it until they do. It was borrowed from someone. I'm really excited. What do we have here? What do we have? I kind of need the microphone, I realized. Jim, can you go get a microphone for me, please? What do we have here? A globe, and it represents what? What does it represent? Thank you. What does it represent? Is it a model of the earth we live on, right? We live somewhere on here, right? And so what is the blue stuff? Water. And what are the other colors? Countries and cities and land. They're land. So I'm going to pass it around so you can feel it, because this is a neat globe, because where there's mountains, it's really thick, and where it's the water, it's really thin. So I'm going to have you be able to feel how that is. I like that. That's kind of nice. So there's different on the land, and even in the ocean, there are different depths or heights or elevations. So today we're talking about the sacred earth and being part of a healing relationship. So I thought maybe you and I could talk about some ideas of ways we could heal the earth. Do you guys have any ideas as to what we can do to be kind to our earth? Say that again.
You can take trash can from the floor and pick it up and put it in the garbage.
Yes, exactly. We can take, if we have something to throw out, we actually put it in the trash can. We just don't throw it on the ground and leave it there. Yes, absolutely.
Respect the earth.
Yes, we can respect the earth. Yes. Any other ways that we can be kind to the earth? Does anyone here recycle? Do you recycle? What do you recycle? Do you recycle? What kind of things do you recycle? What's that?
Old stuff.
Old stuff, yep. What else do we recycle?
Poison.
Yeah, oh yes, poisonous materials. We put it in a certain place. We just don't put it in the toilet or in the water. Yes. What else?
Papers.
Yes, we recycle papers. What else do we recycle? Do we recycle cans? Or what do you, you have another one, Natasha?
Books.
Yeah. Oh, boxes? Boxes, yes. I also recycle cans and plastic. Right? Does anyone here recycle plastic? And the other thing I thought about today that I learned probably when I was your age is it's a good idea when you brush your teeth to what? Turn off the water. Right? So we don't leave the water running the whole time we're brushing our teeth. We can turn off the water. So with all these different things, you and I can make a difference and take care of our earth. So do you have any other ideas? Has anyone figured out how to do other things in the earth? I ask because children are creating these wonderful things that are taking plastic out of our oceans. They're like, it's amazing. Yes, what's your idea?
You can turn off the light when you're not going to use it.
That's right. You can turn off the light when you're not going to use it. Exactly. Yeah, don't waste our energy. We can compost. What's compost?
Where you would take your food scraps, and instead of throwing them out, you gather them all together, and it will break down. You can add them back to the soil.
Yes.
So keep it out of the waste stream.
And compost, like in a compost bin or pile. Yes. So I have a goal in my house. Now, I have 1 to 2 people in my house, but I have a goal of only having 1 bag of trash for the whole week. That's my goal every week. I get upset when I have to put a second bag in there. So I don't know if anyone else has that goal, but I know I do. So, yeah.
We have our trash on Wednesday, so we only have a half week, and it's a long time. So we have to get, last week we had to get rid of a bag on Monday.
Okay, so your trash day is Wednesday, so sometimes the way it falls, yeah. All right. So let's think about, as we go about our week and in our lives, how we can continue to care for this sacred earth, because in Genesis, God tells us that we are the caretakers of the earth. Humans are the caretakers of the earth, so we can't neglect our sacred earth. So will you pray with me? Loving God, we are so grateful for children and all the joy and possibilities that they bring to us and for us. Be with them that they might know how to care for your earth and come up with ideas better than their parents or grandparents or generations before. Let them be the makers of change so that our earth can survive a long, 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 long time. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So you all can go back to your seat wherever you came, you know, whoever brought you, and we will be blessed with music from our choir. As we come into our prayer time, if someone or something is on your heart today and you would like your prayer read as a part of worship, please pass your yellow prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. We enter our prayer time today singing, Water, River, Spirit, Grace. We listen to the groans of the world, and the Spirit helps us to grieve and intercede on behalf of all those who suffer, letting go of our fear that can make things worse at times. As we continue a time of mindfulness, I invite you to make a fist with your hands and imagine in those clenched fists is all that you are holding tightly. Maybe it's fear. Maybe anxiety or worry, grief, loneliness, helplessness. Or it might be something, a specific circumstance that has tied you in knots at the moment. Now I invite you to slowly open your fists. Imagine letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. As we let go and open up, we see that our hands and our hearts are more ready to hold the concerns of others and the pain of the world with love. I invite you to place your open hands now on your heart. In this silence, we lift up all those things difficult to put into words, but felt in the depths of our hearts. Amen. God is working in and through us and all of the universe to renew every direction each day. Each moment offers an opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity and to find healing for ourselves and our relationships. In our scripture today, John is explaining God's love. We're reading from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 21 in the Common English Bible. And I say we because you get to read the bolded words as we read the scripture together today. So I'll read the regular text and you can read the bolded text. Dear friends, let's love each other because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born from God and knows God. The person who doesn't love does not know God because God is love. This is how the love of God is revealed to us. God has sent God's only Son into the world so that we can live through him. Dear friends, if God loved us this way, we also ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God. If we love each other, God remains in us. And God's love is made perfect in us. This is how we know
we remain in God.
And God remains in us. Because God has given us a measure of the Spirit. We have seen and testify that God has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. If any of us confess that Jesus is God's Son, God remains in us. We remain in God. We have known and have believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And those who remain in love
remain in God.
And God remains in them. This is how love has been perfected in us so that we can have confidence because we are exactly the same as God is in this world. There is no fear in love. Because fear expects punishment. The person who is afraid has not been made perfect in love. We love because
God.
If anyone says, I love God and hates a sibling, they are a liar because the person who doesn't have a sibling who can be seen can't love God, who can't be seen. This commandment we have from him. Ought to love their siblings also. This is the word of God. All creation springs forth at God's word. Well, happy Thanksgiving. It's a few days away. I'm excited because I'm not cooking this year. So I have a question for all of you. Have you ever been in a feud with your neighbor? Oh, you seem to all get along with everyone. That's wonderful. So about 6 months or 9 months ago, something like that, someone called me during the week and said, well, I did it. And I said, did what? Well, because I knew this person had had a feud with their neighbor. And I was very curious as to what they did, because it could be good or bad. They said, well, after your sermon on Sunday, and I'm like, uh-oh, what did I say? After your sermon on Sunday, my neighbor and I, because this person lives in an apartment building, my neighbor and I, who I've been feuding with, well, we ran into each other in the stairwell. Okay. And she said, well, I turned to her and said, I need to talk to you. And the neighbor said, okay. And she said, so my pastor told me today that I have to love my neighbor. And the neighbor said, oh my goodness, my pastor said the same thing to me today too. And so they talked things through and they came up with an amicable way to coexist. It's not perfect. They still get aggravated with one another because things happen. But we can talk things through, and we can learn to love our neighbor. How can we heal relationships one at a time? Well, that brings me back to Thanksgiving. I know it's coming, and I know we're all nervous about the awkward Thanksgiving table conversations about to be had. I've read the only safe thing to talk about these days are pets. So today, given this, we are reflecting on healing relationships. Healing relationships doesn't mean that things are Hallmark movie perfect. It may not even mean that things are completely resolved. It may mean that we love and respect that some people have different opinions or thoughts. Yet, because we know and love God, we can love people in our difference. We can't truly heal relationships until we are healed. Our healing may come through counseling, advice from a trusted source, and with much prayer and conversations with Jesus Christ. Our relationship with Jesus tends to broaden our perspective. And as we have turned each week, we see these new perspectives represented. Jesus, this isn't much, but it's all I've got. So I really liked a text from Romans chapter 14, verse 1, and this is from The Message. This is a reading entitled, Cultivating Good Relationships. Welcome with open arms, fellow believers who don't see things the way you do. And don't jump all over them every time they say or do something you don't agree with, even when it seems they are strong on opinions but weak in the faith department. Remember, they have their own history to deal with. Treat them gently. So as we do this, we give Jesus our heart and pray and pray and pray about healing relationships. Our relationships change in a good way. As Christians, healing relationships goes beyond our personal lives, our personal relationships. We are called to be in close relationship with the Trinity, with God, our Creator, Jesus, our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, our Sustainer. Our calling doesn't stop there. We are called to look outside ourselves. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians, God has given us this ministry of restoring relationships. Healing relationships includes healing communities. As we look out and around, we can see the suffering of the poor and the oppressed. We are all connected. We are all made in the image of God. And as we sit around tables this week, working on our personal relationship, let's continue to acknowledge the relationships in our country and in our world and in need of healing. And let's continue to dream of ways we can be a part of this healing through our actions in Advent and in 2019. I and this community are open to your thoughts and your ideas. Our worship theme is Sacred Earth, Sacred Worth. So I cannot end without reflecting on the healing of our relationship with Earth. How can we, on the corner of East Genesee Street and University Avenue in Syracuse, make an impact on healing our relationship with Earth? Do we have someone here who could give us tips on everyday ways we can be kind to the earth, Are there articles or books we could recommend to the congregation to read so that we could dream of a way to truly be a part of the healing of our sacred earth? Whether we are talking about a neighbor's feud or the earth, we are not these are not standalone issues. The healing of self, of personal relationships, communities, and earth are interconnected by one thing, our Creator. We are called to care for the earth and all of earth's creatures, given our sacred bond with Creator. I'll close with this. The powerful words from our scripture. It's there, right? From 1 John. God is love. And those who remain in love remain in God, and God remains in them. This is how love has been perfected in us, so that we can have confidence, because we are exactly the same as God in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear expects punishment. The person who is afraid has not been made perfect in love. We love because God first loved us. Amen. Committed Persons has been sharing this love, this God's love here in this place for 150 years. You are now a part of this living tradition. And we accept this challenge to continue the vision that they claimed so many years ago. Don't forget to put your yellow attendance slips, if you haven't already given them in, to our ushers as they come by with offering plates. As our ushers collect our offering today, our choir will sing Lean on Me, and Brad Bowers will be at the piano.
And please feel free to join us singing or clapping, whenever you're comfortable. I'm pretty sure you'll know this tune.
Amen. That was fun. Thank you. Please remain standing and join me in the call of, or the prayer of dedication. We remember in this season of bounty all those who do not have enough, who are afraid, who are lonely, and who suffer. For the labors, the love, the care that gave us the delights of this day and every day, we say thanks. Thanks. For all that is our lives, for these good gifts, we whisper thanks. Overflowing with gratitude, let us shout thanks. Amen. Oh, we get to clap some more. Creation rejoices with us when we are fully active and present in it. Please remain standing and join us in singing Trees of the Field and get ready to pack some bags. And now may the courage of the early morning's dawning and the strength of the eternal hills at noontime and the peace of the open spaces at evening's ending and the love of God abide in your hearts now and forever. Amen.